Hey, beautiful people. Today we are going to be meditating on forgiveness. Ugh, I know it sounds super hard and miserable, but I'm just telling you, don't skip over this one, because if you do the work with me today, you will be the one that benefits, that is lighter and happier and healthier. So let's do this. Let's start on forgiveness, and maybe the one you need to forgive is you. So let's explore it together. Meditation, WTF.
Welcome to Meditation WTF, a podcast about meditation for people living in the real world. And now your host, the stress therapist, Sherry Augustine Flake.
Hey, beautiful people. This is week two in my 8-week series, Stress Less, Meditate More, the Holiday Edition. So we're working on making the last 2 months of 2021 lovely together. Okay. So today we're going to talk about forgiveness. And this one is a biggie, man, a biggie, a toughie, all of it. And I would like to preface this entire episode with reminding you that, listen, I'm a therapist, okay? I'm a clinical social worker. I care about you. I am not minimizing any trauma that you've had, any horrible thing that someone has done to you. I'm on your team. I think that person should pay. I think that's horrible. I think it's awful, all of it. What I'm really wanting to work on today is how it affects you, how you are the one who suffers holding on to not forgiving. So it's kind of like they say, you know, it's not the bite that kills you, but it's the venom that runs through you. I want you to release that venom today. I want you to get some relief from not hanging on to that. You know, I had a boss a long, long time ago, and I have had many, many bosses. I don't know if you know this about me, but I've been fired 14 times. Yes, if I ever write a memoir, that's what I will call it. But yeah, I've been fired 14 times. One of the bosses that I had that I really, for lack of a better word, did not respect very much, I didn't think he would teach me anything. And he did, which, let this be a lesson in that there every single person on this earth has something to teach you. And he used to say all the time, he said this all the time, everyone has their own bag of rocks that they're carrying around. And this really resonated with me. He's totally right. And depending on what has happened to you yesterday when you were little, over the course of years, what kind of hand you were dealt when you were born, what kind of karmic path you're on, man, you could have bowling balls in there. You could have marbles in there, but you could also have, you know, big, huge, gigantic softballs just crammed in there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm hoping today we can just remove one of those or something, you know, and I don't want you to think it's because I get it. People are shitty. And because I have that E for explicit and next to my podcast, I might as well take advantage and swear, because it's only there because of the WTF in the title. But anyway, people are shitty. They are shits. Okay. And that is just not a reason for it to be affecting you. How can it always be affecting you? So we'll pick some small, you know, transgressions today that we can get through. We'll pick some small ways to forgive in order to help ourselves be healthier and happier and be able to move on, you know, to the next thing, because people are going to be shitty regardless. You know, who are you going to be? That's the choice that you make. And I'm not saying that things don't affect you, but certainly in this way, forgiveness can play a big part. And sometimes you are the one you have to forgive. You are the one that you have to open up to and allow and understand that everyone makes mistakes. All of us make mistakes. And so I think the way in is with this little stress tip I'm going to give you today. So this is a Get Better at Stress stress tip. So here's how it goes down. ugh, and I can even use what happened to me the other day, ugh, as an example. I had a neighbor say something so rude to me the other day. It was so rude. I'm like, what? And like all day, I was so bothered. Then I talked to my friend about it and got all riled up again, you know, and I was right and he was wrong. And I can't believe he said that. And that was so rude. I can't believe it. Right. And you get more and more riled up the more you talk about it. Right. It doesn't seem to go away. And I'm the one who's suffering. I'm the one who's having a bad day thinking, talking, ruminating, and obsessing about it, right? So here is what I want you to try with your get better at stress tip. This is what I had to do the next day in order to set myself free, man. I was going crazy. And here's what you do. The next time you notice that someone does something and you are offended. Now, side note, if you're looking for reason to be offended, you're always going to find one. I don't give a shit what it is. And it could be this carpet. It could be the weather. You could be offended by who knows what. Okay. So the next time you're offended, and we've all done this, okay, been offended by something that's offensive and been offended by something that's not. And we've wanted to be right more than we've wanted to be happy. Clearly that day I wanted to be right more than I wanted to be happy because I was in a bad mood all day because of it. So how can we be happy instead, right? Because when we're right, we're only happy for 30 seconds or a minute or whatever while we're proving our rightness. But when we're happy all day. So the next time that happens and someone offends you because it's truly offensive, or even when it's like you're just sort of in that space of negativity, I want you to close your eyes. I want you to breathe it in. I want you to go over it just in your head for a moment, not get all riled up, but just sort of see the situation as you would explain it in a very non-emotional way to yourself, keeping all of your attention that keeps your prefrontal cortex lit up. And just allow yourself to have that situation sit with you. And notice the thoughts that come about being right, about being angry. And just allow them to come in. Name it. Anger. Resentment. Annoyance. And just allow it to go back. So you wouldn't go to the ocean with your hand out and try to stop those waves from coming in. But instead you lay down there on the shore by the tide and allow those annoyances to come in, and they will gently recede unless you feed them something. Unless you move towards them into the great sea and towards the big, huge waves, you just stay there on the shore, allow them to come in, and allow them to go out. And notice that you could be this way. You could be that way. You could be mad. You could be annoyed. You could not care. We all know someone who is like off a duck's back type of thing, right? My man's like that. If he was any more laid back, he'd be in a coma. You could be that way. You could be this way. And just noticing what your tendency towards. Is it towards anger? Is it towards sadness? Is it towards blaming yourself, blaming them? Is it towards wanting to reach out and tell someone? Just lay there at the shore of the situation. Allow the waves to come in and the waves to go out. This idea is actually paying attention to the situation and how you're responding to it, because that is where your power lies. You can't control what your neighbor says to you, but you sure as hell can decide how you're going to be. And every thought that comes in and every emotion that comes in is another option. You have control. You can move all about this shore. You can move into the sea and you can move far away and completely avoid it. Or you can be a part of it. Let it in. Let it go. Okay. Open your beautiful eyes. And now we're going to meditate a little bit on forgiveness. Remember, not forgiving is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. Yuck! Who wants that? Right? Now, I could rattle off all these beautiful quotes. I can't really, let's see if I can say this one just right. I don't remember who said this or how exactly it went, but it was really beautiful. It was something like, forgiveness is the scent that the violet leaves on the heel that has just crushed it. I mean, not all of us are going to be able to be that poetic or that noble, right? But where in that quote can you find the idea of peace, of quiet, of calm, when you're not blaming yourself and everybody else? When you're able to just let that go. Just for a little while. And again, you're not going to be picking a biggie today. You're going to pick a smallie, okay? And you might need to lay down on the shore a few times, right? But I'm telling you, it totally works. But trying to like avoid it or push away your feelings or anything like that, that's not going to work. That's going to make it worse. So let's embark together on just a little teensy journey of forgiveness and see how we do, right? And be forgiving to yourself. This isn't going to go perfectly. Certainly nothing I'm doing is going perfectly, right? And that's the beauty. In my house, we call it a beautiful oops, right? Maybe something lovely will come out of all the mistakes we make. And that's the other part of this forgiveness, man. We got to give it so we get it. I mean, we get what we give, man. And none of us are doing anything just right. I mean, I'm a parent. I have like 50 reasons each day to ask for forgiveness and to give it, really, you know? So, and you could do that with your job or your relationship or even with your dog, you know what I mean? Or cat or any other little sentient beings that are around you. We're always making mistakes. And that's making us who we are. So it's just right. I mean, is it possible that this is just working out just right? That all these mistakes and disappointments and transgressions and things that aren't just like working for us and teaching us whatever we need to know for our karmic path? I mean, come on. If everything was really easy and cushy, you'd be bored out of your mind. All right? Take a deep breath and relax your shoulders. Here comes our work with forgiveness. Take a moment and find a space where you can sit comfortably. Sitting comfortably, allow your limbs to settle. Allow your hands to settle. Perhaps you want your palms to face the sky in a mudra of welcoming, acceptance, being open. You can put the backs of your hands on your knees or thighs. And just feeling what that feels like to let this little part of yourself be open. To be a receiver. And in your comfortable sitting position, allow your beautiful eyes to close. And bring your awareness to the space between your eyebrows in this place of your third eye. In this place of violet beauty. Just allowing yourself to recognize that there's a place of wisdom that's unexplainable. Allowing your awareness to settle here. Focusing on your third eye. This energy center between your eyebrows. And just allow the word forgiveness to begin to roll around in your head. Roll around in your awareness. Roll around your third eye. Just noticing any emotions or other thoughts that come when this word enters your awareness. This word is loaded. There might be a lot there. Or you may be able to really focus on your third eye with the letters of forgiveness milling about, allowing you to settle in, allowing your breath to find its own rhythm, allowing your body to kind of calm. Begin asking yourself, what do I need to forgive? What do I need in order to forgive? What transgression do I need to forgive? What do I need to forgive? Who do I need to forgive? Who do I need to forgive? Who do I need to forgive? And now just sit with a moment. Sit with this moment. And with this idea of who or what you need to forgive, allow the emotions to come in the top of your head and out with your next breath. So imagine it coming in the very top of your head. Allow this emotion in: pain, sadness, weariness, fear, anger. Allow it to enter the very top of your head, this place of all knowing, and coming out with your next breath, allowing it in to pass through you and to exit from you. With every in-breath, here comes an emotion or thought about this forgiveness and what it means to you. And with every exhale, it leaves you. Move through these emotions and thoughts now. Breathing in with attention and focus. Breathing out and letting go. We're going to use the mantra today, Om Moksha Ritam. Om is the hymn and song of the universe. Moksha is emotional well-being, freedom, liberation from. And Ritam is the rhythm of the universe. Om Moksha Ritam. Say it one time out loud with me. Om Moksha Ritam. And now bring it into a whisper. Om Moksha Ritam. And now begin saying it silently to yourself. And as the music and my voice fades away, sit with your beautiful mantra, Om Moksha Ritam, silently saying it over and over. And when it morphs or changes, you just bring it back, Om Moksha Ritam. Keep coming back to the mantra, back to the mantra. That's where your focus lies. And I'll watch the time and I'll be with you in just a few minutes while you sit with this mantra of liberation. Allow yourself to come back into this beautiful space, into this beautiful moment, into this room, into this time, into this body. You can allow the mantra to fall away from you, knowing that whatever sacred powers it has, it's already working for you. Your work is done now. So as you slowly bring your awareness to this moment, you can take a deep breath in your nose and out of your mouth. And again, in your nose and out of your mouth. And one last time, in your nose and out of your mouth. And when you're ready, you can open your beautiful eyes. I sincerely hope that we have begun today to at least address the bag of rocks that you have to carry. And maybe you've pulled out a marble or an avocado pit. And hopefully this is a practice that, you know, can bring you a little calm, a little peace, you know, can let the venom go so it doesn't run through you, right? Next week is week 3, and we are going to be addressing generosity. I cannot wait to be with you. It's going to be a monumental week too, because I'm going to be getting some kinks out of the podcast and working with a really talented producer to help me do that. So I love being with you. I love being here, and I can't wait to go on this journey with you through the end of the year, because the beginning of the year in January, we are going to be addressing habit building and how to make meditation a habit. We'll be doing a little bit of hypnotherapy and teaching you ways to make meditation a part of your everyday living and something that you do without excuses, without procrastination, any of that. So thank you again for being here today. I know I had a great time. You hang in there. Let's seal this beautiful practice before you go with the kiss of Om, the song, the hymn of the universe. Ready? Thank you so much for being here. It means the whole world to me. Have a lovely, lovely, lovely day.